Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
I'm talking with Beth Fisher today on SOS Radio, and she's one of the morning anchors at Channel 13 in Las Vegas. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
I would say thanks for waking up early, but you're actually up even earlier than I am.
I think I beat you. My alarm clock goes off at 1:30, and yours?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, 4:20.
All right, you're slacking.
Maybe if I'm sleeping in, 4 o'clock, if I've got to get something done before the show starts, yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You know, we've lived through a pretty wild news cycle this past year or two. I mean, you wake up every single morning, you're sharing the breaking news. Do you feel like life is actually crazier today than it was 10 or 20 years ago? Or is just like technology is making us more aware of every terrible things that happen in the minute that it happens?
I think it's a little bit of both. I definitely think the world we live in is getting crazier. I tell people I could start every news story with, man, the world needs Jesus. That guy needs Jesus. This family needs Jesus. These people need Jesus. I feel like that could be the lead for every story I do. But I do think you're right. I think that's the downside of everyone having news at their fingertips, social media and access to computers and access, you know, to the internet on their phones. We know about bad things the moment they happen. And it's hard. You feel after a while inundated by all the negative, right? So we got to unplug. You and I just came back from spring break vacations with our families because you and I were talking. We need to unplug.
You think about every morning as a different story. Every week, there's something happening somewhere, whether it's at a school or it's at a church or it's in a major city. I mean, October 1st was a great example in Las Vegas. And you just go like, wow, I don't even feel prepared to talk about this. This happened in our city. Like, how do you reset so that you can share hope and you can share the story and you can do it without having any sort of bias on that? But you just want to go, hey, here's what's going on, but I want to encourage you.
Yeah, well, let me say that I got the phone call the night of October 1st, raced down to the newsroom, and I was on the air for 12 straight hours, which is the longest I've ever done live news. And I prayed all night long because I felt like the best way I can calm the city is to inform the city. The best way I can love this city well is to tell people, give people accurate information, to discourage them from racing down there to see, you know, wanting to see themselves. But I am a Christian woman, and I pray silently during the news sometimes. Sometimes I'll sit with my hands palm up under the anchor desk, like, Lord, just, I need you. We need you. And I did have the opportunity several times that night to say on the air, we need to pray. We need to pray for our city. And it's interesting how that would outrage people in normal times. But when there's something like that that happens, people aren't offended by that. People are receptive. And so I tried to just speak from the heart that night. But man, it was a tough month.
It was. We're talking to Beth Fisher from Channel 13 Action News in Las Vegas. She's actually going to be the MC for the Shareholders in Life Banquet this year for the Women's Resource Medical Centers of Southern Nevada. It's coming up on Friday, the 27th this month. But Beth's actually going to share how she got involved with the Women's Resource Centers and what it means to her. If you want some more info on tickets, you can go to sharealifeclub.com. More with Beth Fisher coming up next.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to Beth Fisher today at SOS Radio, and she's the MC for this year's Shareholders in Life Banquet with Women's Resource Medical Centers. It's coming up on April the 27th. How'd you get involved with Share a Life Club?
Yeah, I mean, the folks down at the Women's Resource Medical Center asked me, frankly, if I would be willing to come and MC the event that evening. It's a way that I can serve and a way that I can give. I don't know that it's talent God has given me, but I can MC an event. And so, you know, for me, Scott, it really is just about loving women well who are frightened. And that's what the Women's Resource Center does. These are women who, many of them don't know their value. They don't know how special they are to their creator, and the Women's Resource Center just loves them well at a time when they're frightened and they're upset and they don't know what the future holds. And it's a time when they're receptive to hear the gospel. And so I fully support any organization that's going to just love hurting people and lift them up when they're down, educate them about their options, and take care of them when they're most vulnerable.
Yeah, it's interesting how the American dream talks about life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And it's interesting how life comes first. So much of that goes back to the whole idea of love.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the reality is people are more receptive to hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ when there's been a big life event. Maybe it's a death in the family, maybe it's an illness, but maybe it's an unexpected pregnancy. And so they do such a beautiful job there, too, I have to say, of not judging these women, no matter what their choice with their pregnancy. I've toured, I've spent time with their counselors. They really do just want to support these women. They've had women who have chosen abortion who still come back and say thank you because they felt safe there and they felt loved there.
It's real interesting, too, is we've worked with a lot of the volunteers and a lot of the women that were on staff there who have been through that themselves.
Yes.
A lot of times people who have gone through, you know, crisis pregnancies realize there's a lot of remorse, there's a lot of guilt and things that have come in the past, or they made a decision 10, 20 years ago that they still sometimes wrestle with, or wake up in the middle of the night just going, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about this, or I'm just wondering why. And they have counseling there, and many of the women that are leading this organization have been there firsthand, and that's why they want to help, and that's why they want to serve back in the community this way.
I think you're so right, and I think, sadly, Christians seem to be known more for what we're against, or what upsets us, or what bothers us, or controversies, and this is an opportunity for people to know what Christians stand for. Loving women well when they're frightened and they're scared and they've made a mistake and they need help, and teaching these women how special they are and how valuable they are. It's a judgment-free place, and I think people assume, oh, if it's a pro-life clinic, they're passing judgment, but you just beautifully articulated that many of the counselors themselves have been there. They're not passing judgment. They just want to wrap these women up and love them. They want to be the hands and feet of Christ. And it's a beautiful opportunity to just take care of women, most of them young, right here in our city.
We're talking to Beth Fisher from Channel 13 Action News today on SOS Radio. She's the morning anchor. We live in such a fast-paced society, and sometimes we get worn out and we get drained. And Beth's going to share how she resets and recharges her soul so that we can be ready for anything God calls us to do. It's coming up next in just a few minutes on SOS Radio.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.
We have Beth Fisher from Channel 13 on with us today at SOS Radio. And Beth is a news anchor who gets asked to do a lot of charity events and service work in our city. When you're constantly pouring yourself out for others and then you work full time and you're a mom, how do you recharge your soul when you have such a fast-paced life?
I'll share a personal story. Just a few weeks ago, I was telling my mom, Mom, I just feel spiritually drained. I just feel empty. And my mom looked at me and said, Bethy, too many people are pulling at you right now. And it happens so slowly for all of us. It's good things. It's volunteering at the school. It's helping out with events. It's volunteering at your church. They're good things. But the problem is when we say yes to too many good things, we can't say yes to God's best for us, right? And it's so sweet that I get to do life with my mom, so she sees how full my schedule begins to get. She would never tell me unless I asked. But she just looked at me and said, oh, Bethy, your schedule is too full right now. And that moment opened up my calendar, that moment, and went, what next week can I say, I'm sorry, I can't do lunch. I'm sorry, I can't be there. I'm sorry, I won't be available that day. And how can I devote that time back to the Lord? So for me personally, when I'm not abiding, when I'm not getting daily quiet time with the Lord, I suffer. I can't love people the way I should. I can't serve the community the way I should. What about you? You're always interviewing us, Scott. And I know you have a lot of wisdom, too. What do you do? Because you're in the same boat where you're doing so many charity events and events for SOS Radio.
Yeah, I look at it like a well, okay? And there's water in the well, and you have the ability to pour out water and give to other people when there's water in the well. But sometimes you've got to refill that well, or you've got to find some sort of spring to feed that well. And sometimes you're going to have that natural momentum in your life, and you're going to have things that are building into you, and other times where you're just giving and giving and giving, or things are taken and taken and taken, and you got to say, okay, what do I got to do to refill that well so I'm not like scraping the cup at the dry bottom of the rocks, you know what I mean? If I want to have something to pour in, I've got to make sure that God's word is poured into me. And I just find in the morning, I'm faking it if I'm not getting in the Word and praying before I go to work, especially doing what I do here at SOS. You know what I mean? If we're sharing God's hope and encouragement and I'm just trying to wing it, I'm going to say the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
But if I actually am reading, and that's one of the big things. I mean, we were talking about just a little earlier, you and I were talking about Sarah Young's book, Jesus Calling, mm-hmm. you know, looking at different devotionals, you know, reading through the Gospels about Holy Week this past week, just trying to get in the moment, following the days of what happened on Tuesday, what happened on Wednesday, what happened on Thursday, and reading along with that story. That's how I fill up the tank, you know?
I love it.
God's Word and prayer as our two offensive weapons that we have in the armor of God. Everything else is defensive to protect us, but God's Word and prayer, sword of the Spirit and God's Word are the weapons that we have to fight back against the darkness.
I love it. So if you're a busy mom and you're listening and you're thinking, I don't have 20 minutes a day or I don't have 15 minutes a day, one of my tricks is to, okay, then you do have time to open your Bible and read a verse and meditate on it all day. Think about God's Word all day. So it's better, obviously, when we all make and have time. But when you have those days, you always have time to read a verse and you can spend the whole day meditating on God's Word that way.
Talking to Beth Fisher today from Channel 13 on SOS Radio, and she's going to be the MC for the Women's Resource Medical Center Shareholders and Life Banquet coming up on the 27th. This is going to be fun.
I'm looking so forward to it. Scott, thanks for having me, and I hope that lots of your listeners will support the Women's Resource Center and buy tickets and come out that evening, and please say hello. I'd love to meet you.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.